Gmail James Driscoll test, valid email address for Stephen Graves, therapist at Phoenix Counseling Center San Bernardino County Services, 4 messages Martin J. Driscoll Sunday, February 25, 2018 at 8:47 a.m. to sgraves@phone.sbcounty.gov, sgraves@wp.sbcounty.gov, sgraves@pcc.sbcounty.gov, sgraves@pc.sbcounty.gov. This email is a test of email addressing standardization across the sbcounty.gov domain. Searching for a particular listed person by the name of Stephen Graves. Business card attached, no email address provided, inline image 1. I am guessing at the name of the subdomain phoenix.sbcounty.gov or what I found on the web http://wp.sbcounty.gov, dbh, venue, Phoenix Community Counseling Center, could be pc.sbccounty.org/pcc.sbcounty.gov as possible subdomain pretext extensions. There is media that I am desiring to share during my next therapist session to my current therapist in the outcomes of my legal case and what is called a trust binding that remains against the attorney for 30 days. It is my intention to create a new trust binding with therapist Stephen Graves similarly in construct. In any case, the following memospace has been created. This contains a single lawyer's listed presence at the public defender's office. pb.sbcounty.gov http, webdomains.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference, sbcounty.gov pd.sbcounty.gov http, webdomains.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference /spounty.gov/pd.spounty.gov court authority to legally enable rights for persons with disabilities, Jonathan Arellano Jackson, trust binding /office air of the court dash public defender dash business card percent 20% 5b percent 20% 20% 23 chromobone dash the dot good percent 20% 5d percent 20% 5b percent 20 trust dash binding percent 20% 5d dot jpg inline image 2 the media of spoken voice narrative of emails of a thank you letter to my attorney his finial wisdom binding of an essay paper at harvard.edu and in full email that has family morality in question as it relates to addictions involved in my current client care client-centered needs that I would like policy therapist pathways to correct. Let me describe in crisis moment that happened here in this house while I was under the care of Dr. Howard Newsom, Ph.D. of Foothill AIDS Project, http, fapinfo.org, in 2006-2007. My mother would not allow me to escape her fortress of room enclosure. She had trapped me in so that I could not walk around her and leave the room in a disagreement. So, I picked up the phone to call 911. I was serious. I needed reprieve from her illogical thinking. My mother grabbed the phone out of my hand and placed it back onto the phone barring me from dialing 911 in crisis. I had to get Dr. Howard Newsom to write a letter of rights allowing me to enter and exit conflicted situations and that I had the right to leave the house, leave the room, or dial 911. That was how backward thinking my mother was back in 2006 as far as my mental status when I had not yet been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. The conflicts in the house continued. I had to escape town in order to find reprieve that I needed to find resources for mental health treatment at affordability at the time here in California. I ended up on a suicidal road trip leaving town on September 5, 2010. This road trip's circumstances of driving is documented in the following community peace building address directed to my Denver housing conflict. HTTP, community.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference, 01D, note, HTTP, jonathan-arellano-jackson.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference, returns, forbidden you don't have permission to access, on this server. Martin J. Driscoll Sunday, February 25, 2018 at 9:07 a.m. to sgraves@wp.sbcounty.gov by process of elimination, I have determined the email address is sgraves@wp.sbcounty.gov inline image 1 I wish to share in session the following media ==. QR graphic starts provided here media 1, 2 minute 39 seconds http, webdomains.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference /spounty.gov/pd.spounty.gov/court-authority-to-legally-enable-rights-for-persons-with-disability/jonathan-arellano-jackson/%23-male/related-media-%5-body-%23-chromobone-the.good%20-jackson-0020.org inline image 2 media 2. 16 minutes 3 seconds http, meme.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference /%23/evolving-morality/matchridge-at-harvard.edu%20-%20-a-post-work-proletariat-marxist-thought-and-the-indoflabber/matchridge%20-a-post-work-proletariat-marxist-thought-and-the-indoflabber.org inline image 3 media 3 private family matters of concern. My name is Martin Driscoll. I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name as my primary name as reference to my peace-building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, CA. By given real legal given at birth is James 1 Martin, middle, Driscoll, last. I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. Selma to Montgomery, March 1965 quoted text hidden, Martin J. Driscoll Sunday, February 25, 2018 at 9:21 a.m. to S. Graves at wp.sbcounty.gov cc, enable it un.org, hash jonathan.arellano-jackson, hashtag chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Email addressing cc, enable it un.org per this page, http, and defense attorney Jonathan Jackson in regards to court authority interface may be required to enable my rights to use email to my therapist at the sbcounty.gov we will proceed legally binding to trust. Trust network is exactly what I offer the world, but detachment of communications is a detachment of trust. I am legally allowable to pass this information to you via email or in written copy formats so that we can share the mentioned media links during my session with my phone mobile device. But frankly, it is also the requirement for sbcounty.gov at Phoenix to provide internet provider Wi-Fi access, but I can and will provide that interface myself. Telling people what to do is enabling my rights as a person with two separate disabilities. Neither one of them prevent the use of technology tools to the supplement of writing skills that verbal communication skills are lacking within my social development. This is the way I communicate and must be enabled without a denial of access directives you have already given me to not write you. None of my writing has ever been threatening, including the email then fax to Dr. Berger and office staff at County Health Department. I decided to fall on my sword of opportunity to build better bridges than a jury trial. HTTP, IP Navigation Links Sitemap, About Us, FAQs UN Program on Disability Working for Full Participation and Equality Guiding Principles of the Convention. There are 8 guiding principles that underlie the Convention and each one of its specific articles, a. Respect for inherent dignity, individual autonomy including the freedom to make one's own choices, and independence of persons, b. Non-discrimination, c. Full and effective participation and inclusion in society, d. Respect for difference and acceptance of persons with disabilities as part of human diversity and humanity, e. Equality of opportunity, f. Accessibility, g. Equality between men and women, h. Respect for the evolving capacities of children with disabilities and respect for the right of children with disabilities to preserve their identities, a. Respect for inherent dignity, individual autonomy including the freedom to make one's own choices, and independence of persons. Each person is entitled to make their own choices, and be assisted in doing so when necessary, b. Non-discrimination. Non-discrimination is a fundamental concept of all human rights law, and is found in all human rights conventions. Discrimination is impermissible both in direct and indirect forms. For example, it is direct discrimination for an employer to refuse to employ someone on the basis of their disability, provided that person can perform the job with reasonable accommodations provided by the employer. It is indirect discrimination, for example, if during voting for elected officials, accessible ballots are not made available for persons with visual impairments. Society must make reasonable accommodation for persons with disabilities. Failure to provide reasonable accommodation is a form of discrimination. Reasonable accommodation means that adjustments and modifications to the environment should be made, in order to allow persons with disabilities to exercise the same rights and freedoms as others. See, full and effective participation and inclusion in society. There are different levels on which participation of persons with disabilities is addressed in the convention. 1. Participation is a guiding principle underlying the entire convention and its specific articles 2. Ensuring the maximum participation in all activities of persons with disabilities is an obligation of the state and of the society. 3. Participation is a right which persons with disabilities have a legal right to claim. Why is participation important? Full participation in all aspects of society is important in order to empower individuals to fulfill their potentials as citizens and contributing members of their communities. D. Respect for difference and acceptance of persons with disabilities as part of human diversity and humanity. E. Equality of opportunity. F. Accessibility. The concept of accessibility is specifically addressed in Article 9, but it is also a guiding principle of the convention. This convention marks the first time that accessibility is mentioned in an international human rights instrument, and it is defined within the convention in a highly comprehensive manner. It is not sufficient to only bestow rights to persons, but it is also necessary to ensure that persons can feasibly access and enjoy what is bestowed by these rights. Without access, rights are only theoretical. When thinking of accessibility, one often thinks of providing ramps to buildings for wheelchair users. However, accessibility goes much further than wheelchair ramps. Society must ensure access to things such as roads, public transportation systems, pedestrian signs, public facilities, schools, hospitals and clinics, housing, workplaces, information and communication, websites, telephone systems. When one stops to think about it, one begins to realize how much of society is inaccessible to significant portions of its members. The concept of accessibility is defined in the convention as part of the paradigm shift that the convention represents in the evolution of thinking of development and disability. G. Equality between men and women. H. Respect for the evolving capacities of children with disabilities and respect for the right of children with disabilities to preserve their identities. Home, sitemap, About Us, FAQs, Contact Us, United Nations, 2007, Department of Economic and Social Affairs, Division for Social Policy and Development. My name is Martin Driscoll. I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name, as my primary name is reference to my peace-building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, CA, by given real legal given at birth is James 1 Martin, middle, Driscoll, last. I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. Selma to Montgomery, March 1965, quoted text hidden, Martin J. Driscoll, Sunday, February 25, 2018 at 9:59 a.m. to S. Graves at wp.sbcounty.gov cc, enable at un.org, hash jonathan.arellano-jackson, hashtag chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Michael Catron, Wave TED Talks, Ideas Worth Spreading, leading to video on addictions. To Stephen Graves, therapist at San Bernardino Country Phoenix Community Counseling, TED, Ideas Worth Spreading, to therapist Stephen Graves, sbcounty.gov, Everything You Think You Know About Addiction Is Wrong, Johan Hari, 3,919,096 views, Would You Please Pass This On To My Psyche Doctor In Charge Of My Medications. Thank you. I may need him to prescribe for me some HIV meds that are out of refills. I will explain this request later. My intake appointment at AHF Upland is April 3, 2018. Rite Aid is on hold with a prescription request, when an illegal denial of services actually has taken place. But I fell on my sword, like I said. I plead no contest to disturbing the peace in my case with a strict communication requirement, for services only. But I don't want services at Dr. Zane's HIV/AIDS clinic. I am done re-education modes until my interface with new doctor care with AIDS Healthcare Foundation in Upland. More on this later. They are attempting to skirt the responsibility of keeping me connected to services to Foothill AIDS Project that last Sunday I disconnected services completely for breach of trust and no confidence in standards of care will be client-centered. Relates to emails on record to my defense attorney involved in my case of legal necessity, which I dropped in court but not dropped in motives of corrective change. This will be forced upon you all. This is not harassment and there is no threats involved in this communication or hate or anger-tempered words. You must comply to the enable page at the United Nations. Thank you, Mr. Martin Driscoll, client, Phoenix Community Counseling. Regular weekly therapy appointments have been changed to Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. Spoken voice narrative of this email will be made available. Inline image 2 LinkedIn profile, HTTPS, my role here in therapy includes background image profile photo edit profile James Driscoll owner, realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, at realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, at gruup.net spelled gruwup.net, great reasons as will unite peace as site advisor cleared safe education, reference San Bernardino, California 66 connections the best location on the web to acquire this introduction work is at http://community.gruup.net spelled gruwup.net, great reasons as will unite peace as site advisor cleared safe education, reference community peace builder, educator QR persuasive technology at gruup.net spelled gruwup.net, great reasons as will unite peace as site advisor cleared safe education, reference 2017 http://gruup.net spelled gruwup.net, great reasons as will unite peace as site advisor cleared safe education, reference / at gruup percent 2020 %20 logo %20% 5B border %5D percent A9.jpg http community.gruup.net spelled gruwup.net, great reasons as will unite peace as site advisor cleared safe education, reference great reasons as will unite peace my name is Martin Driscoll. I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name as my primary name is reference to my peace building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, CA, by given real legal given at birth is James 1 Martin, middle, Driscoll, last. I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. Selma to Montgomery, March 1965, quoted text hidden.